there's the odd car and the odd person kind of walking around, but the streets are completely empty at the moment. It's really quite strange to see it, because normally when you're looking at Manhattan, there's people everywhere. But yeah, I mean, there's nobody out at the moment, particularly in Manhattan. I think there's a healthy level of cynicism, but everybody's still going out. They're getting all the extra provisions. Obviously, all the offices are closed today, all the schools are closed today, and I think everybody's just that they're concerned about what's going to happen, but at the same time, there is a general feeling that hopefully it may miss the city. I went to the store yesterday and we've stocked up an extra water. We've like got candles, batteries. It was really strange. I mean, I've never been in the shop, in any of the shops, when it's been so busy. There's like the queues were kind of all the way around the store. There was nothing on the shelves. There was no bread left in any of the stores near us. All of the bread was gone. There was no water. Everybody was buying big crates of water in case the water does go off. And that's the one thing we did last night, was like fill a couple of pots, make sure the kettle was full. We got in some extra food, batteries, got the torches out, just in case anything does happen. It didn't really ever occur to me to evacuate, because really, I don't know where we would go, because unless we sort of go far away from the northeast area, there's not really anywhere that we could go that's not going to be as exposed as we are to the weather.